Well, Marty, first of all, congratulations. Another title and another championship they're building up.
Well, finally, I think probably a huge seesaw today. We had lost a few and we won a few, and suppose it swings us in the right direction now. We've won three now, so lost a few as well, so yeah. It's great. We're delighted.
And, you know, you came into the league, listened to Leo McLuhan there a moment ago, quietly confident that you could pull it off against what is a very fancy St. Junan side.
Yeah, well, St. Junan's a very composed team, you know, and they know they've tried and tested, and they know how to win big games like that. And I think probably for the first 40 minutes, you could see that today again. They were very composed, and they probably were a point or two away from maybe winning the game, you know, at that stage. I think it was 8-6 or whatever, but we hung in there, and the hunger got us over the line in the last 10 minutes.
And things went against you in the second half. There's no point in saying they didn't. And I keep repeating this, you lost a man, Owen McGettigan, just after coming on. That was a huge blow, because I'm sure you were looking to Owen to come in and lift the team.
Well, that's it, you know, and he came in fired up, and, like, I didn't see what happened there, but, you know, he's a young player, and he was outstanding the last day, like, and I think him and Ethan and players like that, the plan was to get them in the last 15 minutes and try to, with a bit of legs, and try to win us the game. And I think Ethan definitely did it, and Owen would have done it too if he just did if he had the ref. Yeah. I didn't see this thing, but
yeah. But you held your composure. You didn't kind of get a rush of blood to the head. You still kept playing your game and stuck to the game plan.
We stuck to the plan. Leo and Tony got on a few ball there and were very composed. Johnny the Butcher came on, kicked a great score, and I think the subs in general, Corker and Ellis, Butcher, you know, Owen McGettigan and Ethan came on, and they used the bench well, and the lads had a great last 10 minutes, you know.
Yeah, so again, as I said to Leo, makes up for the disappointment of those other defeats.
Draw lines under 2012, so we're delighted about that now.
Look, go and enjoy it, Marty.
Thanks,
okay, thanks.
Very much,
yeah. Okay, that's Tom Comack speaking to Marty Boyle. He's joined by Owen Wade as well. Go
Owen
ahead, Tom.
Wade as well, another of the more experienced men. I won't say one of the old men of the team, but one of the more experienced men on the team. And again, Owen, congratulations.
Thanks a million. No, it wouldn't be as experienced there as Marty, who you're after chatting to. I know he's a few years on me yet, so that's just brilliant there, and I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah, and it's been a good year for you, because you've been dogged by injuries for a few years. This is your first year back in really playing football at that level again.
That's it. It was the last couple of years there, my hamstrings were giving me a lot of bother, you know, and thankfully this year I just got it sorted, you know, and I've done the proper recovery and rehab and that there, and it's just brilliant to be injury free, you know, because you can get your full fitness and that, you know. And thankfully, we got the one today. I got out in the field for a county final. It's just unbelievable.
The signals coming from Glenties and Niamh Connell early in the season does that you guys meant business this year.
Well, you want them signals to be coming out every year, but I think with Martin and Cahill and Patrick and Seamus and Martin Gallagher there, they really brought a professional attitude to the group this year, you know, and from the start it was really professional business, and obviously we reap the rewards from that now today.
And the one thing I got from a lot of the players speaking to them ahead of the game as well was having Leo back, having the Brick back, having Marty back, training with you all the time was a big factor as well.
Oh, of course it is. Like, they are obviously the leaders in the team, you know, any boys that's away at county, they're going to be some of your best players, you know, so to have them about training every night there, it's a huge lift, because you can push things on, you know, you can easily fade in and out of training whenever you don't have boys pushing you on, and they were leaders all year for us, pushing us on.
Yeah, so you're one of the men celebrating a third as well.
Yeah.
Can you go on now and give Ulster a rattle?
Well, that'll be the plan. I know you will enjoy tonight and back training on Tuesday again, because we've All Ireland Gaeltacht next weekend as well, so we've a few
little
games.
Time to celebrate.
Little time to celebrate, but sure, we love the football, so that's all there is down in Glenties, so we'll enjoy it, I know.